Just one halakha and the laws of tefillin. So there's a halakha of Moshe Sinai that says on the tefillin shel rosh, on the right side of it and on the left side of it, they make from the leather the shape of the letter sheen. On the right side, the letter sheen is a standard sheen that has three legs coming out of it. And on the left side is a odd sheen that actually has four legs coming out of it. That's halakha Moshe Sinai to put them on the tefillin shel rosh. Of course, there must be reasons according to the sod why they want us to have. Some say a simple reason that it's to remind us of the shlosha avot and the arba imahot. That's the three-legged sheen and the four-legged sheen. But again, there's other reasons. According to the Ben Ish Chai, he says that the Gemara writes that when somebody sees a Jew wearing tefillin shel rosh, they'll have fear from us. As the Pasuk says, V'yari'u m'mekka. And the Ben Ezer said, it's the tefillin shel rosh that causes the fear of the goyim. So the Ben Ish Chai explains that if you take the two letters sheen, sheen and sheen equals 600. And one of the sheens has an extra vav, which is a leg, coming out of it, which would make it 606, which is the amount of mitzvot that we have more than the goyim. The goyim only have 7 mitzvot. We have 606 additional mitzvot. So therefore, when they see the tefillin shel rosh, and they see the remez of the two sheens, they see how observant we are in the mitzvot, so that will cause them to have fear. Again, it should be noted that there's a big mahloket in how to write the letter sheen. According to the Bet Yosef, his letter sheen, actually the base of it came to a point, and the three legs, each leg was actually a different letter. The right leg was a letter vav, the most left leg was a zayin, and the middle leg looks like a yud. However, our custom is not to make the sheen like that. We actually make the sheen with the base, a flat base, and we make it with three vavs. So that, the way it looks like on the tefillin as well, the sfaradim of the tefillin shel rosh, it's according to the ketivah sefaradit that we're accustomed to make the sheen in that fashion.